By the time it hit the ground, it could decay, seemed like. And that bottom bean, lots of time you lose it. You don't make about 3 to the hull, a big old bean. Well, really, the name of them, way back, they called the Pennsylvania butter bean, even larger. That's what the name of them was.
Huh.
Daddy used to get the seed and grow them.
Yeah.
They're a rich bean. Tastes good.
Yeah. What about different kinds of little animals that live around? You got different kind of frogs around here?
Well, they're not as many as they used to be. You used to hear them holler at night. But of course, we have right around ponds and all. You know what bullfrogs are.
Big
ones?
Yeah.
You know, they eat the legs of them bullfrogs, you know. That's a dainty dish now. Bullfrog legs. They look like I have quite a few legs. So I don't like them, but it kind of tastes like chicken breast like. Fish, I mean, by like a catfish. They have a toad frog and they have a green frog and bullfrogs. I believe that's about all the kind of frogs we have around now. Little green ones.
What about worms? If you're going to go fishing, what kind of worms would you dig up?
Well, we have a, if you have a bait bed, you have the red wigglers, and you have the jumping jacks.
They jump?
Yeah, you wiggle or jump. that's what they call them. Then we have a big, people raise them, but sell them bait, and they call them night pores. Little big worm.
Yeah.
They keep them, in outlaw, refrigerated and all that. You can keep them right on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we fish a lot of time. You know what a Catawba worm is? You know,
does it live in a tree or something?
You know where the Catawba tree is.
I don't know if I'd know one if I saw it. You got one out here?
Yeah. You see that green one? That one ate him a grapevine.
Yeah, right here on the corner?
No, right here. It left. Way over here.
Oh, yeah,
Look between them posts there, you see it.
Yeah.
It's a green one. That's a Catawba tree. They have this budded out leaves. Well, I got another little one there. Look right straight to that pecan tree now. You see that little one coming up by it? That's a Catawba.
Okay.
Yeah. And they get up out of that size. There's a fly that lays an egg, and they hatch out and get them striped worms, so Catawba worms. Now, they're good fish bait. People use them a lot of fish with Catawba worms.
Have you got a light out here?
Yes, ma'am. You need one.
Yeah, it's about to get dark.
Sit down, I can't hardly walk.
There you go.
You need it. It's a little bit go the wrong way. As long as I'm going to go, it don't hurt much.
Oh, that's better.
That's what it did like for dark, wasn't it?
Yeah. Big difference.
Yeah, Lordy. Oh. How much more, honey?
Not too much.
Good God.
Not too much. How about, do you ever use for bait those little fish?
You mean a fish bait?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have the minnows, Baltimore minnows, and you have the other kind of minnows too. You sell them for fish bait.